Hello everybody, so today we will try to answer the question that what is the use of dynamic inventory in Ansible. Before we can answer the question, let's try to understand what is the architecture of Ansible, and while doing so we will also try to see the architecture of Ceph, which is almost opposite of Ansible actually, and how it impact new inventory addition into the system, and most importantly we will try to see why it matters. So broadly there are two type of architecture for any kind of orchestration tools: agent based and non-agent. In one kind of system, there is an agent, a small software installed on your new inventory, your new machine or server or whatever you call it. And then there are another kind of tools where you don't need to install anything on your new nodes or machines. So Ceph is in the category where a agent, we call them Ceph agent, is installed on each and every new inventory. So actually the client, the Ceph client, that will be usually our workstation, send instruction to the Ceph server, and then Ceph server execute those instructions with help of Ceph agent on the targeted servers or machines. If a new inventory needs to be added to this system, that new inventory will be automatically installed with a new Ceph agent, and this Ceph agent will automatically connect to the Ceph server and will inform it about its availability, and then that's how Ceph server interact or maintain their inventory. In the Ansible kind of system, which are agentless actually, so inventory or the list of machines or nodes are being maintained in normal text files, and our workstation, we have those files on our workstation, and whenever we execute those commands, playbooks will take input from those text file and will execute those command on the target machine. So there is a problem that in agentless kind of system, how we can add new inventory? Suppose there are 5 new servers which need to be added to this system, then how we will add those inventories? So there are 2 ways. Number one, we can add, obviously we can update the static content or text file, and there is another way which we call dynamic inventory. Most of the time, as of today, we are using any orchestration tools like infrastructure orchestration, I should say, like either you are using VMware or you are using any open cloud provider or even OpenStack kind of private cloud provider. So all these kind of platform tools has some kind of APIs and tools through which you can easily check that if there is a new machine or new node added to the system. And then even Ansible, especially the Ansible Tower, which is a commercial product by the way, so that also has a REST API. Means you can create your agent also if you want to use Ansible in that way. So you can also create some small scripts on your nodes or your machines, and that script can directly update the REST API available on the Ansible Tower, or you can directly use like APIs are available for Amazon Cloud or even Google Cloud. So you can directly fire your script. It will check your suppose Amazon AWS account, and we'll see if there is a new server added to the system, and then it can automatically update the inventory on their side. So that's the problem which we try to solve. So in nutshell, the problem which arises because Ansible is not an agent-based system, new inventory cannot be added dynamically to our a common or central server, because there isn't any concept of central server in the Ansible one. So, but still we want that kind of facility where we can use new added inventory to our system. That's how we use dynamic inventory. And there are many applications, many examples. So we have, you know, as in this one, I have shown you that how you can use AWS for this purpose. That's all. I think I have answered the question. You can ask supplementary questions in the comment box if you want. Thank you. That's all.